Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 19th 8th East Asia Summit at Vientiane in Lao PDR today. India and ASEAN reaffirm importance of maintaining maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolutions of disputes. Average monthly income of rural households goes up by over 57% between 2016-17 and 2021-22, says NABARD survey. Durga Puja festivities reach their peak in different parts of the country. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat over next 2 days. And India's Jeevan Nerdunkarian and Vijay Sundar Prashant enter men's double semi-finals of Valencia Open Tennis in Spain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Lao PDR today. The East Asia Summit, a premier leaders-led forum that contributes to building an environment of strategic trust in the region, provides an opportunity for leaders of participating countries, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional importance. More from our correspondent.
The East Asia Summit encompasses the 10 ASEAN countries and 8 partners, India, Australia, China, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, Russia and the United States. Timor-Leste will also be a partner as an observer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative in the 14th East Asia Summit in 2019, and since then, India has built convergences with the ASEAN's own outlook for the Indo-Pacific and worked closely with ASEAN countries on this. 3 ASEAN countries, Indonesia, Thailand and Singapore, and 3 East Asia partners, the United States, Australia and Japan, are the partners in the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. The revival of the Nalanda University is also an East Asia Summit initiative. The Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings on the margins of the summit today. He will also call on the President of Lao PDR, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, Mr. Modi had attended and addressed the 21st ASEAN-India Summit in Vientiane, hosted by Lao PDR as the current chair of ASEAN. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. He said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
हम शांतिप्रिय देश हैं, एक दूसरे की राष्ट्रीय अखंडता और संप्रभुता का सम्मान करते हैं और अपने युवाओं के उज्जवल भविष्य के प्रति हम कमिटेड हैं। आज जब विश्व के कई हिस्सों में संघर्ष और तनाव की स्थिति है, तब भारत और आसियान की मित्रता, समन्वय, संवाद और सहयोग बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है।
India and ASEAN nations have reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting peace, stability, maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolution of disputes in accordance with universally recognized principles of international law. In a joint statement on strengthening ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership, the leaders of India and ASEAN countries supported the full and effective implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea in its entirety, and looked forward to the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct in the South China Sea. The average monthly income of rural households has grown by over 57% from 2016-17 to 2021-22. According to the second All India Rural Financial Inclusion Survey by the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, the average monthly income increased from 8,059 rupees in 2016-17 to 12,698 rupees in 2021-22. The average monthly expenditure of households also increased from over 6,600 rupees to over 11,200 rupees. The survey found that financial savings also rose, with average household savings increasing to over 13,200 rupees from around 9,100 rupees during the period. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is arriving in Sikkim this morning on a 2-day visit to attend the Army Commanders Conference in the state capital Gangtok. The first ever Army Commanders Conference in Gangtok is aimed at addressing critical strategic matters, discussing defense preparedness, and enhancing operational readiness in a rapidly evolving security environment. During the visit, the Defense Minister will also inaugurate road projects and the Prerna Sthal, a memorial dedicated to the 22 soldiers who lost their lives during the Glacial Lake outburst flood in the first week of October 2023. The special cell of the Delhi police has seized 200 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated value of around 2,000 crore rupees in the international market. A senior official of the Delhi police informed that the cocaine was seized from the Rameshnagar area of West Delhi. He said it is part of the same syndicate from which the Delhi police had seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine last week. The official further informed that as part of the ongoing investigation, 7 accused have been arrested so far. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. Durga Puja festivities have reached their peak in different parts of the country, especially in East India. Today is Durga Ashtami, which marks the 8th day of Navratri, a festival dedicated to the worship of 9 forms of Goddess Durga. Goddess Mahagauri is worshipped on the occasion of Durga Ashtami, which is considered one of the most sacred and celebrated days of Navratri. In Bihar, the Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety. The grandeur of the puja is being manifested by gorgeous pandals set up by different puja committees. More from our correspondent.
Puja pandals across the state are showcasing diverse themes, including iconic buildings to holy temples. Adorned with attractive lights, these puja pandals have chosen popular themes of Kedarnath Dham, Tirupati Balaji, Swaminarayan temples, Burj Khalifa, taking care of elegance and artistic finesse of their original structures. This year, the puja committees are emphasizing on spreading the message of cleanliness and sanitation. The Patna Municipal Corporation has roped in volunteers and its personnel promote the wisdom of segregation of waste among masses at different puja pandals. To make people aware about solid waste management, different kinds of games are being organized during the festivities. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In her message, the president said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil, as Goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has transferred more than 225 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of 3.21 lakh flood-affected families. The state government has given 7,000 rupees each to flood-hit families under its new resolution of flood relief aid, which was earlier 6,000 rupees per family. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat over the next 2 days. The IMD said another fresh cyclonic circulation is very likely to develop over central parts of the South Bay of Bengal tomorrow. The Weather Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsular India during the next 2 days. The IMD has also forecast favourable conditions for the further withdrawal of the southwest monsoon from the remaining parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and some parts of Maharashtra and Bihar over the next 2 days. In Sri Lanka, nominations for the upcoming general election will close at noon today. The general election in the island nation is scheduled to be held on the 14th of November. A report.
Just a few weeks after holding presidential elections, Sri Lanka is now gearing up for general elections, which are necessitated with the dissolution of the parliament 11 months ahead of schedule. The nominations process is set to complete by noon today. According to the election commission, a total of 33 independent groups and political parties have already submitted nominations to contest the election. The polling is scheduled to be held on 14th of November to elect 196 members from the electoral districts and 29 members from the national list on the basis of proportion to their share of the national vote. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
The International Day of the Girl Child is being observed across the world today. This day highlights the importance of gender equality, education and opportunities for young girls. The theme for this year is Girls' Vision for the Future. More from our correspondent.
The International Day of the Girl Child highlights the urgent need to empower girls and secure their human rights. According to a research conducted by UNICEF, globally, 1 in 5 young women aged between 20 to 24 were married as children. The data also reveals that 1 in 3 adolescent girls suffer from anemia across the world. Globally, 75% of new HIV infections among adolescents occurred in girls. The government has taken various measures to empower girls such as Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, Udaan and Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana. Saklain Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's young athletes made significant strides on the global stage in badminton and tennis yesterday. More from our correspondent.
In badminton, 3 Indian shuttlers have advanced to the quarterfinals of the BWF World Junior Championships in Nanchang, China yesterday. In the women's singles under-19 category, Tanvi Sharma defeated Japan's Nina Matsuta 21-18, 21-13, while Alisha Naik overcame Malaysia's Lim Shi Shin 21-17, 21-17. Tanvi will face China's Xu Wenjing, and Alisha is set to take on another Chinese, Dai Quin Yi, in the quarterfinals today. In the men's singles under-19, Pranay Shettigar beat Thailand's Eknath Kit Kaivin Roach 21-14, 21-17, and will now challenge China's Wang Shi Jun in the quarters. In tennis, India's Jeevan Nedumcherian and Vijay Sundar Prashant stormed into the men's double semi-finals at the Valencia Open in Valencia, Spain yesterday. They secured a dominant 6-0, 6-2 victory over Romania's Mircea Alexandru Jecan and Belarus Ivan Liucharovic. The fourth-seeded Indian duo will now take on Poland's Piotr Mazowiecki and Karol Dursiewicki in the semi-final today. PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup cricket, the West Indies defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE last night. After being asked to bat first, Bangladesh managed to post a total of 103 for 8 in 20 overs. Skipper Nigar Sultana was the standout performer for Bangladesh, scoring 39 runs off 44 balls, while Karishma Ramharak took 4 wickets for the West Indies. In response, the West Indies chased down the target of 104 with 43 balls to spare and 8 wickets in hand. Today, defending champions Australia, women will take on Pakistan in the Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. In the US, Hurricane Milton has left a trail of death and destruction in the state of Florida, with reports of more than 3 million people without electricity. At least 10 people are reported to have been killed in the storm so far. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sanjay. Industrialist Ratan Tata's last rites in Mumbai is a front page lead in most papers, with many carrying photographs of people paying their last respects. The pioneer writes, "Farewell, Bharat Ratan." Political developments in Jammu and Kashmir following the recently held assembly elections there is prominently noticed on the front pages. The Hindu reports, "Omar to be J&K CM as NC legislators give thumbs up." Reporting on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the ASEAN India Summit in Lahore, the Hindustan Times quotes the Prime Minister as saying, "Indian-ASEAN links crucial in time of conflict." Tennis legend Rafael Nadal announcing his retirement from tennis is widely covered in the press, with the Asian Age describing it as a nodal moment. And finally, most papers take note of South Korean novelist Han Kahn being awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Economic Times describes her as the first Asian woman to win Nobel Prize for Literature. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 19th East Asia Summit at Vientiane in Laos, PDR today. India and ASEAN reaffirm importance of maintaining maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolution of disputes. Average monthly income of rural households goes up by over 57% between 2016-17 and 2021-22, says NABARD survey. Durga Puja festivities reach their peak in different parts of the country. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat over next 2 days. And India's Jeevan Nedumcherian and Vijay Sundar Prashant enter men's double semi-finals of Valencia Open Tennis in Spain. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.